The homeless situation in Santa Cruz is in a bad state. With thousands of people homeless in Santa Cruz, something needs to be done. Local efforts to aid the homeless range from shelters and volunteer programs to government initiatives. In order to get from homeless to housed, a homeless person might have to take steps to get an ID and register for aid. The aid homeless people get in Santa Cruz comes in lots of forms. A homeless person might register for a volunteer program or apply for a voucher program. No matter what, there are efforts to help the homeless get off of the street. Reporting for K-Squid, here is Gray Zimmerman.
The homeless dwell inside a big issue Santa Cruz faces. Homeless people cover a proportion of the population in Santa Cruz larger than other counties in California. I interviewed Caroline Mann from Homeless Housing Project Wings about efforts made in Santa Cruz to end homelessness.
Wings really started as a grassroots effort 11 years ago. Two co-founders had the idea that they could help people experiencing homelessness in our county through some volunteer manpower, doing tasks that were not being met otherwise by professionals in the county.
As a county, Santa Cruz has a big proportion of homeless people. According to Jessica K. York in the Santa Cruz Sentinel, Santa Cruz has one of the highest per capita rates of homelessness in California. The article cites studies showing that there are approximately 79.3 homeless people per each 10,000 residents, with 273,213 residents, Santa Cruz boasts a whopping 2,167 homeless people.
Even though our model has changed over the years, we have stuck to that in terms of bringing volunteers together who want to be part of the solution and make an impact in other people's lives and in the problem of homelessness in our county. And we look for ways where we can lower the barriers to housing for people that are experiencing homelessness.
Measures are being installed to ensure that the impeding needs the homeless deal with are being met with cushion provided by the county.
We support people at the front end and at the back end of the housing journey, hoping that our move-in program helps people get the items that they need to be successful in their new housing and stay housed.
The biggest barrier for most people to getting into housing is to get documents for identification.
We help a lot of people get birth certificates. We did over 500 last year. And a birth certificate is really a first step to getting into a housing program, getting employment, getting ID, of course, getting any kind of government services. Even if you've gotten the golden ticket, you've gotten a voucher, you've gotten access to a voucher, you do need ID and you need a birth certificate to get signed up.
It's good that the homeless receive support. Caroline's operation helps fill the gap in services.
If you are exiting homelessness after a year, 10 years, whatever, some anywhere in between, you literally have nothing. You have what you have on your back, in your backpack, and that's all you've got. And if you move into housing and you don't have a bed, you're sleeping on the floor, you don't have dishes, you don't have a way to cook, you don't have paper towels or cleaning supplies or hygiene supplies, we just feel that it's going to be harder for you to stay housed.
For Wings, it's not enough to just identify the problem. Volunteers actually bring people beds to make it feel more like home.
Our other program is our move-in program, and that is delivering beds and baskets of household supplies and bedding and some furniture to people who have gotten into permanent housing. And we deliver them. Our volunteer delivery team picks up and delivers to clients. We do between 4 and I'd say 8 deliveries a week to people getting into housing.
It can hence be interpreted that taking advantage of services, the homeless don't have to be satisfied in a homeless position, but can improve on their position. Some of the measures installed in the county consist of, according to the City of Santa Cruz agenda, homeless response action plan delegations that take initiative to light up housing stability, affordability, and availability, throwing in provision of effective care and supportive services. Santa Cruz seeks to aid the county's homeless.